Hi, this is Jeff Brandler, and on Brandler Bits, we cover many topics, but this is a special one today. It's a question that I get asked often. What are some good strategies for a person to go to therapy? People decide, okay, this is the year I'm going to therapy. Okay, as a person who does therapy, I mean, I'm biased, so I think that's great. How about I'm going to go to 3 sessions of therapy in calendar year 2020? And maybe I'm going to audition various therapists to find that person who connects best with me and give that person a trial, an audition. See how you connect with him or her. Because remember, therapy is all about relationship. It's about connection. Do I want to see a male or a female or younger or older or experienced? Or what's the style or how do they work? Clearly, having a specific goal of a certain number of sessions to go, auditioning therapists, figuring out the type of therapy by style, by gender, by culture, by age, are great ideas. In addition, it would be useful to know the type of therapy the person does. Do they do a short-term therapy or long-term therapy? Do they have a particular modality that they use? All of these are good things to know, to ask yourself what's going to be best, and to mix and match all of those factors with the therapist and the personality, and because, again, therapy is a relationship, to find that right person for you. Remember, there is a right therapist out there for you. It's just finding that person and having the patience and the perseverance to find that person, particularly if you want to make change in the coming year. If you have any questions about going to therapy or anything else, feel free to contact me. The best way is at my website, which is www.changeispossible.org. I'm Jeff Brandler, and this has been a special Brandler Bits.